very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Roundtable on Life Talk. I'm Marvelous Ntlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, September the 2nd, 2021.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, amongst other topics, we'll be looking at COVID-19, which is affecting many programs in the country and which is also affecting women and their programs, and including the schools, the opening of schools. And before we get there, we noticed that the Ministry of Health is saying, as of yesterday, 1 September, the country had 124,960 confirmed cases, including 113,527 recoveries and 4,438 deaths, with the total vaccinations of 2.6 million against the COVID-19.
And the government and the Minister of Health also says that they need to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to have herd immunity. But they also say that as of yesterday in the country, we had 19 deaths yesterday and 187 people were confirmed COVID-19 positive. So we're going to be looking at some of these issues that are affecting the country at the moment, especially when it comes to COVID-19. But we also saw that during this week, worldwide, the United States, we saw President Joe Biden of the United States pulling out of Afghanistan, and that affected a lot of women, and some have been resettled in Africa. So we'll be giving you a report of the pulling away of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan as we go along in the show, and then come back to our guests who will be sharing with us what programs they are doing during this COVID-19 pandemic.
The Taliban celebrated on the streets of Kabul following the U.S. military's complete withdrawal from Afghanistan and the last American planes leaving. On Tuesday, the U.S. Commander-in-Chief announced the end of America's longest war.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
President Joe Biden repeated his reason to end the war that has spanned 20 years and four American presidents.
So we're left with a simple decision. Either follow through on the commitment made by the last administration and leave Afghanistan, or say we weren't leaving and commit another tens of thousands more troops going back to war. That was the choice, the real choice, between leaving or escalating.
Last week's suicide bomb attacks by ISIS-K, also known as the Khorasan Network, a self-proclaimed branch of the militant group active in Central and South Asia that took the lives of 13 American soldiers and more than 150 Afghans, triggered more criticism of the withdrawal. But some analysts say Biden is right to end the mission now.
In the longer run, I think the withdrawal will look more like the withdrawal from Vietnam. Short term, a hit. In the longer term, cleared the way for resetting strategic priorities, refocusing American foreign policy, investing in the economy at home rather than the economy abroad.
The withdrawal was also marked by chaotic scenes as Afghans, fearful of Taliban rule, rushed to the airport hoping to be evacuated. Biden defended the operation.
No nation has ever done anything like it in all of history. Only the United States had the capacity and the will and ability to do it, and we did it today. The extraordinary success of this mission was due to the incredible skill, bravery, and selfless courage of the United States military and our diplomats and intelligence professionals.
The administration vowed to get about 200 self-identified Americans still in Afghanistan out of the country. Meanwhile, critics say potentially thousands of Afghans who assisted Americans during the war have been left behind and are now in fear of the Taliban's retribution.
There's been inconsistent policies as to who's the priority at the gate. One minute, the State Department is telling humanitarian organizations and individuals to bring busloads or groups of people in, or telling certain individuals to go there. And then the next minute, it's U.S. passport holders only or green card holders only.
Responding to VOA, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki denied those allegations.
I have no confirmation of what you've just outlined. What I will tell you is that 117,000, approximately, many of them Afghans, people who were not American citizens, were evacuated. That's more people than ever in any airlift in U.S. history.
Following the end of the Afghan war, Biden vowed he would approach foreign policy through the prism of U.S. interests, including how best to continue to keep the American people safe. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
We're hearing there a report by VOA of what's happening in Afghanistan, where we've seen a lot of women also fearing that some of their rights may be violated as the Taliban took over. Over to you, Star.
Yes, the Afghanistan issue, as Mavlas is saying, and one of our topics again is we are also looking at schools and how it's impacting on families, the schools opening, with some of the teachers not attending lessons and some learners being sent away from school because of non-payment of fees. And all issues related to that, we'll be bringing our experts on education, including WOSA member Makoto Mamahlangu, whose organization has conducted surveys on education and petitioned the ministry, and they have some success stories on the issue. Yabo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje. Namhlanje ke sicubungula indaba esichiyeneyo. Okwakuqala siyabe sikhangela ke yona iCOVID-19 okuyiyo ephatha ethinta zonke inhlelo ezenzakalayo. Kungenzakala zingakhulumente, kungenzakala zingenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, kungenzakala zingeze emakhaya emzini yabantu, wonke ke kuyathintwa i-COVID-19 yena edla kubhejwe hatshi elizweni kodwa emhlabeni jikelele. Kungakho ke siyabe sixoxa ke neyncwethi zethu lapha ngokuphathelane lemisebenzi abayenzayo. Njengoba kulo hlelo oluphathelane labesifazana, sizabe sikhangela ukuthi abesifazana kubaphatha njani lokhu igcikwane leli, lithinta njani inhlelo abasiqhubayo, njalo lithinta njani ukuvulwa kwezikolo zona-ke ezisanda ukuvulwa kathesi. Sibona ukuthi kuloku khonona ngokuthi abanye abantwana babuyiselwe emuva lanxa uhulumente sithi kungenziwa lokho ngoba bengabhadalanga iy'ndleko zesikolo, kuthiwa ama-school fees. Njalo laba abasema-boarding babiselwa kuthiwa balakudla okoneleyo kumbe ababhadalanga ama-fees. Kodwa-ke uhulumente uthi hhayi kungaxotshwa mntwana, abantwana bonke befunde. Sibona laba abalisi besithi labo bakhalala umsebenzi nxa uhulumende engabengezeleli iholo, kukanti abanye bavele abahambi bathi ngoba benelisi abakutholayo kulutshwana, kwenelisi ukuyabafikisa ezikolo nxa bebhadala iy'ndleko zamabhasi wonke ukuthi baze bayifika. Kukanti bathi bona ababo abantwana bazabafundisa ngani njengoba-ke kungeneli lapha izinto eziningi. Yikho-ke lokhu esabe sixoxa ngakho lokunye. Mavelas.
Tinotchingamidza vese vapinda pachirongwa chedu parizvino. Anhasi pano palivetalk tichange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvizhinji zviri kuitika panguva ino yeCOVID-19, tichitarisa zvakare mabasa ari kubatwa nemadzimai munyaya yekubatsira vamwe vakatarisana nedenda irori reCOVID-19 parizvino. Tichitarisa zvakare kuti pane zvizhinji zviri kuitika pasi rose. Takaona hurumende yeAmerica ichibuda munyika yeAfghanistan nemusi wechipiri iro svondo rino. Tiri kuona zvakare kuti vanhu vekuzvikoro, vana vekuzvikoro vakadzokera kuzvikoro, uyezve vabereki vazhinji vari kuchema chema pamusoro penyaya yavari kuti iyo kuti pari zvino kuti vaendese vana kuchikoro, mari dziri kutaurwa muzvikoro dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzakanyanyokwira, uyezve ivo havana mari dzekuti vakwanise kunge vachibhadhara mari dzemaschool fees. Saka tichange tichitarisa zvakare zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevanhu munyika, nyaya yekushandiswa kwezvinodhaka, uyezve nemabasa ari kubatwa nemamwe masangano ari kubatsirawo vaye vatingati mahealthcare workers, kana kuti vamwe madzimai vari kuwanikwa vakazvitakura panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachizosangana nematambudziko akawanda panguva iyoyi. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo. Totarisa zvakare mamiriro akaita nyaya yechitenda nechirwere cheCOVID-19. Bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti kubva nezuro Zimbabwe yakawanikwa iyo ine vanhu vakashaya vanosvika 19 uyezve pane vanhu 187 vakabatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 asi kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura pane vanhu 124,960 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri COVID-19 uyezve 113,527 vakabatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Tozotarisa zvakare vakabatwa nedenda iri vakashaya vakamira vari pa4,438 beds. Totarisa kuti nyika pari zvino yawanikwa iyo ichibaya vanhu nhomba vanosvika ivo 2.6 million nekudaudzira. Asi bazi rezveutano rinozivisa kuti riri kuda kuti riwanikwe iro richibaya vanhu nhomba vanokwanisa ivo kuti vasvike pa10 million kuitira kuti pawanikwe iya inonzi herd immunity. Asi regai timbowana munyarikani wedu wekutanga vari pano pachirongwa timbonzwa kwavari kuti vapinde muchirongwa muzvare Chipo Mulambo timbonzwa kuti zvii zvavari kuita pasi pechirongwa chavari kuedza kubatsira madzimai panguva ino yeCOVID-19. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe. Alo, muzvare Mulambo, mungatiudzowo nezvesangano renyu here uyezve zvamuri kuita kubatsira madzimai?
Makadi henyu. Ndinonzi Chipotsi Timulambo, ndiri kutaurawo nemi ndiri kuHarare. Tine organization yedu inonzi Rona Flow Foundation. Tingangoti mandate yedu kupromota madzimai nekuvabetsera kuti vaende kuzvipatara vanosununguka zvakanaka. Tiri kuwana kuti vakadzi vakawanda vari kuzofa, vari kufira kudzimba, havasi kuenda kuchipatara, vamwe vanosunungukira pa. Saka takabatanawo tikati tingabetsera vakadzi sei panguva ino yeCOVID kuti vaende kunosunungukira kuchipatara tidzivirire njodzi.
Mombotitaurawo nemuchirungu kuti what's your organization doing to assist women during this COVID-19?
Can you say that again?
In English, please.
Oh, can you repeat the question?
What's your organization doing to assist women?
Okay, so the mandate of the organization is to enhance and promote maternal health in Zimbabwe. As you know, Zimbabwe is one of the highest maternal mortalities in the world. So what we did is we came up with a hamper, which we call the Apona hamper. Basically, it's an incentive. We put together a hamper that entices women to go and deliver at the clinic. We work with about 29 village health workers. Mm-hmm. We piloted the program in Chiweshe. So we work with 29 village health workers there, but our programs are not only restricted to Chiweshe, we are also in Harare. And sometimes if we get a request, we do send out our hampers. So what we do is we put together this hamper. It's got a bucket, it's got cotton wool, it has some baby clothes, it has a bar of soap, a bottle of spirit, and we also put whatever else that we get from donations. The reason why we put this hamper together is because before we even started doing programming work, Tainzwa Kuti, we used to find out that most women, particularly those in the rural areas, will not go to the clinic because perhaps they don't have the cotton wool that they need after delivery, or they don't have a bucket which they are required to bring so they can have water when they deliver. So we found it really sad that a woman can lose her life by ending up having a baby at home, unattended, and most of the time we find women end up dying, or they end up, their babies die, or they have birth injuries and there are no nurses. So I can pretty much say our whole thrust is to figure out incentives and to entice women to go and deliver at a hospital or a clinic.
Thank you so much. We were hearing there from Chipo Mulambo, who has an organization based in Zimbabwe. She actually came, relocated back from Canada in November last year to go back to Zimbabwe and start this project. But before we go to start, just hear what Boza are doing in terms of the education system in the country. Let's just take a listen to an interview that I had with the vice president of the MBC Alliance, Amai Linet Karenye Kore, where she was talking about some of the work that they are doing in order to help women during COVID-19. And she also spoke about what she thought about having a female president, vice president in Zambia. We saw that Zambia now has a new president, but Mai Karenye Kore was talking about the vice presidency in Zambia, which is now being headed by a woman. Let's take a look. Washington, pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Nasi pachirongwa chedu taisa rombo rakanaka tine hurukuro nemumwe wevatevedzeri vemutungamiri webato reMBC Alliance vaNelson Chamisa, amai Lynette Karenye Kore. Regai tiende kwavari tinzwe kuti vakadii kwavari ikoko uyezve kuti vanoona sei zvatakaona zvichiitika muZambia, umo tiri kuona pari zvino mave nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wemudzimai. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, amai Kore.
Magadii zvinyuri sei zvako mavhemasi.
Aiwa, tiri wadi. Tachiuda kunzwawo pfungwa dzenyu nemamiriro akaita munyika yeZambia, umo takaona mudzimai achipiwa iye kana kuti achivhoterwa kuti apinde pachinzvimbo chemutevedzeri wemutungamiri mutsva weZambia.
Tine mufaro zvikuru semadzimai. Kufunga kwangu ndofunga pasi rose rakagamuchira chiitiko chakaitika kuZambia, chinova chakaragidza kuti president wemuZambia anoremekedza kodzero dzemadzimai, anoremekedzawo chinhu chinonzi mudzimai. Akaragidza kumapresidenti mazhinji kuti haiwa, haungaiti baba pamusha uchinge usina amai. Saka akaona zvakanaka kuti akaona akatora munhukadzi akaiswa pachigaro chevice president, anobatsiridzawo kuti nyika inge ine utongo hwakanaka. Zvikurukuru isu semadzimai chatakanyanya kukosherwa nacho ndechekuti aiwaka, munyika zhinji hamukoshesi madzimai, asi wezi rasimuka richibva paZambia rinova wezi rinoratidza kuti aiwazvo vana Malawi vakazviita makore aya. MuZimbabwe zvikatombovapo, ZANUPF ikabvisa munhukadzi ikaisa munhurume, asi MDC Alliance inotungamirwa naPresident Chamisa yakaona zvakanaka ikapinza muumbiro rayo payakaenda kuCongress kuti ayo deputy umwe chete anofanira kuita mudzimai. Zvinova ndiwotsoka dzaterwa nedzimwe nyika kuti aiwa, vanhukadzi vanewo chekutaura maringe nezvematongerwo enyika. Saka tinozvifarira uye takanzwa kukosheswa kuti aiwa, semadzimai tinokosheswawo.
Tombotarisa kuti Zimbabwe ichange yakatarisana nesarudzo muna 2023. Pane zvamukati makadzidza here kubva kuZambia panyaya pekukosha kwevhoti yemudzimai uyezve nevechidiki?
Ndakaona zvakawanda zvandakadzidza kuZambia. Chekutanga chandakadzidza kuZambia ndechekuti vana vatakabereka ndivo vanewo chikamu chakawanda zvikuru sei pasarudzo. Saka ndakadzidza kuti aiwo, savana mai tisu tinobereka vana vasina mabasa, tisu tinovarume mudzimba vasina mabasa, tisu tine hama neshamwari zviri kutambudzika muZimbabwe. Saka zvatingafanira kudzidza ndezvekuti aiwo, savana mai ngatikurudzirei vana vedu, varume vedu nehama dzedu kunorejista kuvhota. So ndakaona zvakakosha paZambia kuti vana mai vakamira neuwandu vakati aiwa, vana makore ese semadzimai tisu tinopinda mutete tichinovhota, vana muchisara kumba. Asi rwendo runo imise vana marwadziwa kupfuura isu vabereki. Chiendai mumutete. Ndakakosherwa ndichiona vana vemuZambia vachienda vakapfeka magauni kuratidza kuti aiwa, vana mai vedu nana baba vakatidzidzisa asi hatina mabasa. Saka kuti tiwane mabasa handei tinorejista kuvhota. Chimwe chechipiri, ndakakosherwa kuti semadzimai vakakurudzira runyararo. Ndakaona pisi yakaitwa muZambia inova yakaragidza kuti aiwa, kana vanhu vakabatana vakavhota neuwandu, aiwa, chekuita hapana chekuti zvinorumirwa, hadzipirwi sarudzo kana vanhu vakasimuka neuwandu. Vanhu zvesandakadzidza ndechekuti semadzimai ndakadzidza kuti aiwa, kana isu tapedza kuvhota ngatibikirei vana vedu vari kunoenda kunogarira mavhoti, isu tapedza todzokera kuti tinobatsira vana vedu mapolling agents kuti vanzwe kushinga nekuti kana tauya nehuwandu kubira hakubiriki nekuti vhoti rinenge rasimba rakakurisa zvakanyanya. Saka ndakadzidza zvikuru kuti aiwa savana mai tiisu mateam builders, tiisu manational builders. Saka tikaita izvozvo zvechokwadi Zimbabwe inoshanduka 2023 tikawane utungamiri hwavachamisa hunoita kuti vana vedu vawane mabasa, varume vedu vawane mabasa, isu todya tichiguta, zvikoro zvedu zvowane dzidzo yakanaka, zvipatara zvoita mishonga, masivo sevhen dzedu owane kuhora kwakanaka.
Tombotarisa kuti pari zvino Zimbabwe nepasi rose tiri pasi peshamhu yedenda recovid-19, pane dzidziso yamuri kupawo here kumadzimai nyanya panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kutora nhomba nezvimwewo zvakadaro panyaya ino yecovid-19?
Aiwa, tiri kukurudzira seMDC Alliance inotungamirwa navachamisa, ukatarisa sekretari wedu wehealth Dr. Madzorera, vanogara vachiburisa zvekutaura kuti aiwa handei tinobayiwa nhomba. Isu semadzimai pese patiri kusangana mumasocial media tiri kutaura kuti aiwa handei tinobayiwa nhomba, tizvidzivirire. Kana tikakubata wakabayiwa, tine matestimonies evanhu vari kubatwa naichochi chirwere asi vachizorarama zvakanaka nekuti vanenge vazvidzivirira. Tiri kukurudzirawo zvevanhu kuti aiwa ngative neutano muzimba. Patiri kupinda mumastriti imomo, ngatitarise kuti taita usanana, tasanitaiza, tageza maoko. Kunewo vasina mamaski, sebato reMDC Alliance tiri kubatsiridza kuti tipanane zvishoma zvatinowana izvozvo kuti munhu wese ange aine kudzivirirwa, nekuti chirwere checovid chauya zvakanyanya kumaruva kwatiri kubva uku tinadzo hama dziri kuparara nedenda irori. Saka seMDC Alliance tinozvikurudzira zvikuru uye tichibatsiridzana kuti aiwa chinhu ichi ndechemunhu wese, nesu ngatibatane tirwise denda irori
po. Panyaya yekuvhurwa kwezvikoro tiri kuona vamwe vari kushushikana vachiti zvanyanya kurumbidza kutaurwa. Aiwa, apo tanga tiine hurukuro naamai Lynette Karenye Kore vebato reMDC Alliance vachitaura ivo pamusoro pezvirongwa zvavari kuita mukuedza kuti madzimai nyanya vekumaruwa vaende kunobayiwa nhomba dzecovid-19 uyezve kuti vawanikwe ivo vachizvidzivirira kubva kudenda iri recovid-19.
Abanyiki vahlonitshwa vetu vekhuluma ngokuchiyeneyo kuphathelane necovid-19 nokuvulwa kwezikolo. Joining us now is Magodonga Mahlango of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done a lot in education and in fact, let her tell us all about it. I welcome you to the show, Mahla.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can introduce yourself and what your organization thinks about this, the schools opening and what's going on now in schools.
I'm Makoto Amasham from Windows of Arise, like you already said. I'm the project lead for the right to education, which is called Imfundo Yipalet, Education Without Heritage. We've done a lot of community awareness in terms of learning under the new normal, and then also of the current Education Act and also the prevailing policy education, so that education policies, so that as right holders, by right holders I mean the children and the parents, understand what is due to them and what is the way to the obligation to educate their children. But surprisingly, the conflicting statement from the minister or the government, if I may say, because on the other hand, we have got the Education Policy Act, Amendment Act 2020, which speaks to free education. But then we had the president appealing to parents to assist. At the same time, when we were on the ground, we realized that parents are really struggling, and even to send their children to school with food on their tummy is going to be a normal task to fulfill. And it's so to ask parents to start providing PPEs like sanitizers and other stuff to the school and paying fees for that matter and levies. It's really, it's interpreted by the responsible authorities in the government.
Yes, and so far, have you seen what's going on in schools? Do you think those PPEs are enough? Children masked, and are they? Is there any education taking place? Have you seen what's going on now?
What is currently happening right now is that the schools open for the examination classes. They're seeing children loitering. They are not teachers in some cases. In some cases, the guests are not here. Teachers are still asking parents to provide healing material, and in some cases they are saying parents should come and heal because, especially at primary level, they are saying they don't think the learners at their age can manage to heal. And they are asking parents to pay. And as per the circular letter of number 9 of 2021 that speaks about the opening schools and the pro rata payment system, in some cases, we've noticed that schools are abusing, but they're asking parents to pay for 80 days. And then those are not national classes. And yes, we have not started teaching because some teachers are not at school. And then the other non-examination classes, we are noticing that they are calculating at 25 days. Yet we know that the secular state clearly says that in some grades, some classes will have to attend next once or twice a week. So we are not getting that 75 days. Instead of them calculating, which is saying they are calculating in their favor, and then in that case, they are cheating parents to pay more for a service that is not rendered. And with the rural teachers, they are more affected because we have noticed that some of teachers, even though they try to go to the local rural bus terminals to go home, to go to their schools, they came back because there were no buses. We realize that is an issue of the rural buses being used as the urban transporters now they are conducted under ZUCO. So these are the challenges that teachers are facing. Already teachers are complaining about their living wage salaries, and then they have to go and not find transport and come back. That is the waste of resources, and they are ill-equipped even to go to school. The other worrying thing is that you are already talking about the national examination taking place. We are oblivious to the fact that these learners last year they were non-examination classes, so they were not prioritized in terms of teaching. And this year they were only taught for the first term. So what are they going to write? So these are the things that are really worrying us. And the education system in Zimbabwe, we really need to pull our efforts together and our resources together to make sure that we educate our children. Otherwise, this is going to be a lost generation in terms of education.
Yes, so while you are still on English, marvelous. You are on mute.
I think on how your organization is working with some of these people that are facing these issues.
Yes, I think you were muted. Maybe she didn't get part of your other question.
Maybe you can repeat to her because the audio is on your side.
Okay, say your question. I couldn't get it either.
I was saying that how is the organization working to assist those affected?
Yes, Magodama. If you can.
Yes, we have been raising awareness to communities about the policy, and then we are also encouraging parents that the constitution covers the right to education. It gives education the right, and the education amendment, Section 20, we need parents to refuse to pay to refuse to allow the assistant to be taken away from school for non-payment because the education is quite clear on that. And the ministry is clear that the children should not be taken away from school. The parents should negotiate in planning them to pay school fees. But even though we have that on the ground, we are noticing that children are being chased away, and our community advocate, all the community advocate, they are helping parents to go back to school. But it's also to go to back to school to mitigate, and also the school heads are aware that what they are doing is illegal. But it also comes with a risk because of COVID-19. It might be allowing people to be going in and out of school when they are not supposed to be in school. So these are the challenges to our facing, and look at the issue of pain. Rather, right now, at this time, especially in context and time, let us go get to the child per capita grant. And the child per capita grant was used to work, and we saw that case, I think, when Mr. David sent it because I was in the Minister of Education then. It used to help a lot of schools where they could not raise the revenue through babies or fees. They couldn't come and pay because they could have they get money. But when we are talking about child per capita grant, the schools are able to get a lump sum of money, and when you get a lump sum of money, you are able to buy special materials for learning and teaching materials in bulk. But right now, they're not doing that because parents can't, they're not paying in numbers, and some parents are in motion. They can't afford to pay. But by parents, they want to pay. So these are, we are still looking for the capital capital grant to pay while we are progressing going towards the free combined or primary. So, we combine that with education for people to follow this project and manage the function.
Thank you very much. Over to you, Star.
Yes, and you also mentioned that there was this grant which used to work when there was Minister David Coulthard of the MDC. But we realized that the government also says it is BEAM. Is this BEAM assisting many children?
Unfortunately, BEAM is the most abused fund, and they work time again.
One of the strategies is that the parents should not pay fees because there are provisions within the constitution that allow for free education. How practical is this? Do you find a unit of purpose here, or some will go ahead and pay and some pay such that those who don't pay find that their children are no longer learning?
We advise parents that those who are in the best interest of everyone for our children to learn, even parents who are those who can afford pay. But then one challenge that we're seeing that those with pay now want to sideline or discriminate like against those who have not paid. We should believe that. So we're going to the school, accept whatever the parents are giving. Don't actually learn about the issue between parents and the school. Allow children to go and learn. But if parents find out that their children are being discriminated, then we have taken a lot of cases on that, and we've approached schools. We have a good relationship. We're working on this project, we're working in Australia, and we've got good working relationship with the PED, but the provincial education that we have, the IT district, we are all on the same. On the same page on the budget. Teachers should refrain from helping learners, and teachers should not be talking about fees and grades. They should focus on teaching. They should be complaining about things, don't have these facilities that you need to do, rather than interrogating learners as to how they are going to pay. That should be going to the vendors and other staff, the marketing staff.
Yebo ke, siyabonga. Sesingakhuluma ke, sesizabuyela ke ukuthi sikhulume ngolimi lwesiNdebele. Ngakho konke kade sikuxoxa lapho ukuthi siyabona izikolo zivuliwe njengenhlanganiso ke elwela ikhankasela kakhulu ezemfundo ukuthi siqhubeke kuhle inhlelo lithini ngalokhu bese kwekulungele yini ukuthi zivulwe isikolo
isikolo khona bekudingele ukuthi zivule kodwa indlela owenziwe ngayo ayilinganga ngoba singananzelela ukuthi kube lokuqhokozela ngoba le nqoshunqoshi yokukhona ku-announce wathakho nakule i-lockdown iyaqhubekela phambili ngoba singayithola leyo mali
Laphana sixoxa ngesingisi uke wathi kulolunye njalo uhlelo eliluqhubayo labanye iziphathamandla zemfundo kwezinye isigaba semathebeleleni. Yiluphi uhlelo njalo kwini elikwenzayo ukuthi likhulumisane nohulumende ukwenza ukuthi kube nomahluko kwezemfundo? Kodwa libona ngani uyaphumelela yini umkhankaso wenu lo ukuthi imfundo yilifa lethu, education is our heritage, kumbe kuzaba yingxoxo kuphela? Libona ngani akhona amanyathelo uhulumende azawathatha njalo uzalandela izixwayiso zenu?
Thank you. Zimbabwe or going to Kenya, which is a peer review of the government. If you are saying about someone to
over to you, Marvelous.
We were hearing there from Ms. Magodo Ngamahlangu, who was talking about some of the projects that they are doing in order to sensitize people about their rights, according to paying school fees. At a time where we've seen a lot of schools have been open during this COVID-19 pandemic, but we have our other guests coming in who's also going to be talking about what they are seeing on the ground regarding the opening of schools and the situation that some of the kids are facing at the moment. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello,
Atereri Matabi. I was wanted to know what is the necessary organization yen move a matin Josha Murkuita. Pangwaino Yakuvur was Pesh Koro Uyeshi, Takatan Sananesha, Trupona, as you kusangana never an apparition.
Tisarangu naitwa Christina Madamombe Mrombo. Organization yedu inonzi izo ni Mubatira Pamwe Trust. Siri mukati mekushanda ni vana parishino tine program. Kuti vana varegeze kuita zvinodhakwa. Uye siri kubatsirana nevabereki vane vana vanga vatoita zvinodhakwa. Vanga vazhinji vacho vavetove pakukanganisika. Pfungwa vanenge vava kutorwara nepamusaka pekutora zvinodhaka zvikuru sei Crystal Meth yavanotiyo mutoriro kuka kana kuchidombo tiri kutarisana nevanhu vari pamazera anotangira iwo kubvira kuprimary chaiko education ma 18 years vakawanda ma 16 18 kusvika kuhigher institute of learning kuma universities vari kusvika kuma 24, 25, 26 years. Mm-hmm. Ndichimwe chikamu chevanhu vanosvika kuma 30 years. Asi vana vakabatwa zvikuru neguka iroro vavo vari pakati pezvidzidzo zvikuru sei zvekuma universities. Takatarisana nevabereki vari kutibata vachitaura matambudziko avasangana nawo ekuti vana vari kutadza kuenda kuchikoro. Vana vatadza kuenda kuchikoro nekuti chirwere ichi chirwere chinoudzwa nekutora zvinodhaka zvakaita sana mutoriro chinokanganisa pfungwa. Chinoudza kumwe kutambudzika pamuviri wemwana nepfungwa dzake. Kunomuchinjisa unhu hwake. Zvichireva kuti zvinhu zvakafanana nekuenda kuchikoro zvinenge zvazvine zvinhu zvaasisakwanise kuita. Saka vana vazhinji pakunovhurwa pari kuita zvikoro izvi vachatadza kudzokera vari kudzoka havasakwanisa kuenda. Vamwe vazhinji vatanga tichifonerwa vana vari kufanira kunonyora maexaminations avo vamwe maexaminations efinal chaiwo asi vana vari kutadza kuenda. Ende chanyanya kushata ndechekuti vana ava vanga vari vana vanga vari kuendeswa pamwe zvichida kuzvatara. Ende vanga vari kucherechedzwa vari mukati pemhuri vachichengetedzwa asi pari zvino tatarisana nevana vakuzodzi vachinomira vei
If you can just tell us in English, you said that you're realizing that, you know, some children are not able to go back to school at the moment because some of them have gone into drug use or are abusing drugs, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. Tell us a little bit about that as schools open this week.
Yes, as schools are opening this season, second term, I think, or third term, I'm not quite sure right now. We are faced with a lot of students, especially in the age groups of between, I would say, 18 to 26, 27. And again, a small percentage, maybe primary, 18, 14, 15, 16, but we are saying the bigger percentage is in higher education universities. That is where we are more affected. We are having students who are dropping out because they can no longer concentrate on education. Because what crystal meth does is it destroys someone's brain cells. So it means the person that is doing crystal meth can no longer concentrate on education because of mental health issues. So they are no longer going to go back to school. Parents may try to take them, but it's not going to happen.
Or maybe if you can give us details of how people can get in touch with your organization, because we're running out of time, so that they can be able to understand how they would know if their children were affected by some of these drugs that you talk about and are not able to return to school.
Yes. Parents may see if their children are affected by just noting personality disorders, psychotic disorders, and things like depression, aggression. Those things may indicate drug abuse. We may be contacted at 0772 379751. That is my number.
And your organization's name again?
Mubatsira Public Trust.
If you can stay on the line, because time is not on our side, I would like to give our other guests a time to just come in and weigh in, because we have a few minutes left. So please stay on the line.
I will. Thank you.
Yes, you're coming back to you, Magodo Ngamahla. We heard what our other guest said. Would you say that the issue of, you know, drugs is a big problem, especially in schools in Bulawayo and Matabeleland?
Yes, it is a huge problem. It's one of the issues that we found out when we were doing the questionnaire on the lockdown through the eyes of learners. And we realized that some of these children were claiming that they were enforced, they were being enforced by adults to it, and some were being banned by adults to buy the drug for them, and some they were going to go to legal courts and over the later they avoid the next train. And some they got addicted to the drug while in water. It was really worrying, really shocked us to the core to realize that the drug is a problem, and even the sexual activeness of the young kids, as young as the 9 years old, thinking about that, all these things we are really worried.
Yes, and are we talking of expensive drugs here or just the ones they can access? What types of drugs did you find out were a problem in your survey?
They were talking about the Nyaope, they were talking about something like from the cough mixture, I forgot the name, the cough mixture, those are common, and then we were talking about Zimbabwe and other stuff that they come across. They were just using it. And most of the kids they were saying they use it due to boredom, and some violence at water points and at home, domestic violence, and then if they come back, they will just use it.
Yes, sir.
Some
that's
of the saying that they are suppliers. Sorry, some of them are saying that they are suppliers, like in Dumbani and Okoma, they are non drug dealers, but supply these drugs.
Yes, that's an important observation, Marvelous. I don't know how much time we have. If you could say that in a minute, Ngesindebe.
She can. Yeah, we still got 5 minutes. So
yes.
Let me get the lady from Zimbabwe to just round off in 30 seconds. Then we'll let Amai Mahlangu come in so that she can round us off because she has the bigger picture of the education and the survey. Murombo motipa mazwenye kupedzisira nekuti chirongwa chedu chakupera kuti vanhu vanokuwana ikupi uye vangazive sei kuti mwana anenge abatwa akutora zvinodhaka.
Tinowanikwa tiri muno muHarare, phone dzangu 0772379751. Unogona kuziva kuti mwana ari kutora zvinodhaka nehunhu hwaanenge achitiratidza. Kazhinji kacho havarari, havadyi zvakanaka. Uye maitiro avo nehunhu hwavo anenge atopesana natinotarisira kuvanhu. Vamwe vanenge vanyanya kusvika zvinodhaka ikwenguva refu vanenge vaakutokanganisika pfungwa zvokuti vanenge vava vanhu vane hasha, vanoda zvekurwa, vanoda kutukana, uye vanotanga kupa zvinhu zveipamba kuti vakwanise kunotenga madrugs aya avanenge vachishandisa. Ndoka kuona kwaunoita kuti vana ava havasisiri chii kwazvo. Vanoita vatingati pachingu mamood disorders, vanoita kana depressioni.
Aywa, thank you so much, Star. I think we can now go over to my Mahlangu.
Marvelous. As you know, they say they have this report locked down through the eyes of learners, where they found out most of these problems. Yebo, ke ungasichazisela ke nkosazana Mahlangu ukuthi izidakamizwa kuyini la kufica ngazo kubulawayo la emathebeleleni njalo yiziphi. Bonke nje ukuthi uhamba nje namafeature.
Isidaka besisatholayo ngocwaningo losathola ukuthi khona kulokuthi bathaba kulomuntu oyikhomunisithaba abahlanganisayo enkohlimizo lao. Ethola ukuthi khona kulo nyawobe kuse kuthiwa enisi kuse okunye kuthiwa imbange ngokwazo. Okunye nje bahlanganisa lapha lapha. Okunye bathi abakwazi ngoba bokulawa babethi abakwazi kuya kuyini ngoba uNtumbane ngempophoma kulaba amashabilo ezizwe alisebenzisa amabhanzi lawo abezilethi akejakaniza leyo badle basebenza abantu. And bade khuluma ngokuthi khona why do you have icabanga ukuthi basebenza khona abanye ukuthi bebalekele ukudlakela ezindlini yanokudliwa kakhulukazi. So then mother dagi will a much like one by church up in the window in the come and come up or come out at point. Who don't get up to Kana, we wouldn't shop or two other woman in Madagona. This is told by the Makai of the Barakuna with Baja, the Utanian Nicola and I would love to talk about Tony like a much like first thing. And then Abani is to Tulahono to an ability.
As much as we'd like to hear a lot, but unfortunately, just a second, if she could give us contact numbers for people that want to follow her report, then we have to be out of
it. Okay, Mary, if you know what I'm up to,
yes, I thank you to Makotonga Mahlangu of Women of Zimbabwe Arise, whose organization has done so much and published so much on education and children. Valelisa Yoge, Yimi was to be William Shanga, Nikonapa in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Marvelous Mfanganya, we are saying a very good night. Bye-bye.